A very good morning. Ben Crawford is joining us here from Central NIG Group because we caught up a short while ago, but I just want to touch base once again because you've had more news for your investors. You're expecting your full year revenue to be well ahead of market resources after a strong second quarter. So we're going to get you to sort of elaborate for us, if you would. What's driving all of this?
Yes, happy to, Katie. Well, Central NIG has had a program of investment, of restructuring. We brought on a considerable new staff around particularly development, leadership, and all of that is paying off. So it isn't so much that we're seeing spike in demand. It's more that we have new services. We're constantly refining and optimizing the services that we have, and we're finding that the market's responding in a great way. And so, as you say, we've seen some great revenue. Actually, on an organic basis, our growth was 25% in the second quarter of this year, up from 16% in the first quarter and 9% for the whole of last year. So we're definitely growing much quicker than we ever have before. And I guess part of that is also that we now have considerable exposure to the online marketing sector. It's a sector that we only entered in the last 2 years, and it's one where the underlying industry growth rate is in the 20%, rather than the traditional domain industry we're in, where the growth rates were in the kind of mid-single digits.
So is this how you're planning to accelerate, really concentrate on this online marketing sector and maybe seize upon this even more so?
Well, I think it's both. There's a cross-selling opportunity that we take advantage of between the two parts of our business. Essentially, they're all the same customers. They're people that, as a foundation, get a domain name, then they build an internet business. And then on top of that, they have to acquire customers online. And so by offering that full range of products and services, we're able to essentially provide all the tools that a company needs to get online. And yes, we certainly expect to beat the numbers in the market on a revenue basis, as we announced in our recent RNS, and so the future is looking good.
The future is looking good, and you know, I could reel off a number of these numbers because they all sound good and impressive. But I suppose now your investors are going to be wondering, what's next? How do we sort of get up to the next stage
here? Well, we IPO'd in the year 2013, and that year our revenues were about $4 million. This year we're seeing analysts upgrade into north of $300 million, and so we've always moved in the same direction, and I guess our plan is to continue to do so.
Well, Ben, keep us up to date as always. Thank you very much indeed. Always very much appreciated by your investors, no doubt. That's Ben Crawford there from Central NIG Group here on Proactive London today.
Good talking to you, Katie. Thank you.